Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Constance Zimmer, who plays Dana Gordon on HBO's Entourage and stars in the new NBC romantic comedy Love Bites. Stick around. If you don't, I believe Constance is perfectly capable of verbally kicking you in the cojones. No laughing.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top music-related bestsellers, such as Kiss and Make Up by Gene Simmons, The Man Called Cash by Steve Turner, or even one of my recent favorites, Keith Richards' Life. You can also download Will Eisner, A Spirited Life. It's the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of people who hope Ari Gold will have one last fling with Dana Gordon in the upcoming final season of Entourage in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
I'm not going to take any more of this here.
Oh, yes, you fucking are. Get your ass back here. I hired you, and you have a movie to finish that you are getting paid a lot of money to do, and that is exactly what is going to fucking happen. Do you understand me?
I do. Anyone else turned on right now?
Okay, name me one female character on TV who can dish out abuse as well as Entourage character Dana Gordon and still look really, really hot doing it. No, I can't think of anyone else either. As the former Randy girlfriend of super agent Ari Gold and now his frequent nemesis on the HBO comedy, Dana Gordon's scenes on the show are always funny. Sure, the writers get credit for some brilliant dialogue, but it might not sell as well with someone other than actress Constance Zimmer delivering one-liners often aimed directly at Ari Gold's egocentric crotch. Now Zimmer's getting an opportunity at being up front and center in a new hour-long romantic comedy NBC has rolled out for summer viewing, Love Bites. On the show, Constance plays Colleen, who is happily married to Judd, played by another familiar TV face, Greg Grunberg, formerly of Heroes.
Open your eyes.
No.
Yeah, come on. Let's knock out an eyegasm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'm sorry, baby.
You know what the laugh is? Typical vaginal deflection.
What?
Chapter 3.
Okay, I am not deflecting.
Well, then why don't you want to try this? You're the one who always says we should try new things.
I meant going to the symphony or a Sunday morning hike.
On Sunday, I will fill a canteen and we can walk to the concert hall if you'll do this for me. Come on, let's go.
No, look, it's just weird, okay? I mean, eyegasm? You know what we should be focusing on? Hourgasm, huh?
Okay, come on. Come on, let's try this, please.
Just don't take this the wrong way. But sometimes I need to keep my eyes closed, you know, to stay in my own world.
What does that mean, stay in your own world?
Fantasies, Chud. I fantasize.
Fantasize? Like, not about me, about other men? About other men that aren't me?
Not all the time. Sometimes it's you, and sometimes it's firemen.
Firemen? Plural?
Now, also starring on the show are Becky Newton of Ugly Betty, Michelle Trachtenberg of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Frances Conroy of 6 Feet Under and, I believe, a series of Mother Lover videos on Saturday Night Live, and Kurtwood Smith of That 70s Show and Worst Week. Constance Zimmer. Welcome to Mr. Media.
Well, thank you, thank you. That was quite an introduction.
Oh, we're very excited to have you here. Big Entourage fans here.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Well, my pleasure. And, you know, pardon the perhaps painful pun, but it seems like Colleen on Love Bites has retained a little of Dana Gordon's bite on your new show.
Well, yes and no. I think the great thing about Colleen is her bite is not as vicious. Her bite, I think, is a little bit more based in reality and in a way that those of us actually do talk or do have arguments with our loved ones or our friends or our family members. And it's more relatable. You know, Dana Gordon and Colleen, I do like that they have a similarity, but yet they're completely opposite.
I'd like to think this is the case, but did Dana actually lead to Colleen? Is there a connection there, or was it just a...
Well, I think, you know, anytime you have a character, you know, Dana, I've been doing that character for 6 years, and so definitely people know me as Dana Gordon, and I have been known to play these very sarcastic kind of biting characters. So it was kind of exciting to be able to play that kind of character on a comedy. I did it a long time ago on a show called Good Morning Miami, where I kind of started with these sarcastic characters where their comedy was very, you know, under the carpet, you should say, kind of the person that always says it like it is and is very honest and open, and you love them for it, but you kind of hate them for it at the same time. and Colleen gets to do that. I get to do that every week. I get to be real. I get to kind of say it how it is, and if people like it, great, and if they don't, well, then that's their problem.
Now, is there something about Constance that writers see and like to feed these kind of lines to you, or is Dana completely unlike you?
No, I would definitely say that I have a sarcastic wit about myself and my daily life, so I think that definitely you get that when you meet me. Which, thank God, because otherwise people would just think that I'm kind of not a nice person. But, you know, I think there's something about, you know, strong women, independent women, that are allowed to be that way. And I really enjoy playing those characters because I try and be that in my real life. I think I'm much stronger on television. I'm a little bit more insecure as a person in real life. Mm. So being able to play these very confident, strong characters on TV is definitely where they're a little bit different from, you know, me in my daily life.
And
I can't really go and tell people to F off all the time.
Listen, if you'd like to tell Mr. Media to F off, I bring it on.
Yeah, I never know what curse words I'm allowed to say on what channel, so, you know, I always tend to play it safe.
You can use them all here. Just, I should have told you that at the front.
Oh, that's...
Feel free.
Oh, okay. Nice.
How did your involvement in Entourage change over the years? I mean, I always suspected that Dana may have started off as kind of a one-episode joke, but that you were so good they kept bringing you back.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a nice story. The part was originally only supposed to be 3 episodes, and, you know, I started out as the assistant to the head of the studio, and I maybe would have like 1 or 2 lines per episode. And I do believe that Entourage definitely was craving good female characters. So when they saw that Dana Gordon could evolve into something, and especially because of the storyline and the history of Dana and Ari, it was kind of something really great that we've developed over the years. And, you know, here we are in our final season, and, you know, Dana Gordon runs the entire studio now, and her and Ari are, you know, at each other's throats more than ever because they're dealing with each other all the time. And I really think this final season is really going to give viewers a lot of what they've wanted for the last, you know, maybe 8 years. So I'm kind of excited about it. It's going to be a very good season. I think the fans are going to be super excited, and I think it's going to end in a way that will go really well into a movie.
All right, last question. Do you know the parlor game of fuck, marry, or kill?
Yes, I do.
All right. Can we play it here before we go away in honor of Entourage's final season? And let's use
Sure. Let's
use Ari Gold, let's use E and Vince. Who to fuck, who to marry?
Oh, wow. Okay, let's see. I think marry E.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, wow, that's really hard. I guess it would be fuck Vince and kill Ari, but not for sake of, like, not liking the character. I guess for, like, as if you want to thank Dana Gordon, she would want to do it to get ahead. That's like Dana Gordon's, you know, fuck, marry, kill. That's not Constance Zimmer's.
No, I get that. I get that completely. That's great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, folks, listen, you can see Constance Zimmer in NBC's new romantic comedy, Love Bites, every Thursday at 9 p.m., and she'll be back on Entourage when the show returns. Can folks find you on Twitter or Facebook, any of that kind of stuff?
You know, I have not parlayed into the social networking media. I just have a website, which is ConstanceZimmer.com, but that's really about as far as I've gotten into the internet and the whole craziness of tweeting. I don't have the time.
I understand. Well, we'll send them.
I have a hard enough time, like, calling my friends on the phone, you know.
Well, Constance, you can call us anytime, and thank you so much for being on Mr. Media today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews with America's top TV stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. And show your support for Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also leave a voice message that might be used on a future Mr. Media show by calling 1-727-498-4711. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin.com Brown from the Emmy Award-winning 30 Rock. And you know what? I wish I had 30 rocks to throw at Mr. Media's ass. Yeah.